it is just an unbelievable catastrophe that's unfolded here. And as you say, I'm in the Inishowen Peninsula today with my colleague, Senator Padraig McLaughlin, and my councillor colleagues. And I've been meeting with some local people. I've been in Páirc an Ghrianán in Burnfoot. I've spoken to residents there. And, you know, it's just so difficult for people to lose their homes, to lose so many of their possessions, to be now in a position trying to get people, small children, back to school to try and sort out all of that. And to be honest with you, when I saw these scenes from afar unfolding here in Donegal, I was quite frankly gobsmacked. It is a desperate situation for families, for businesses, for community and sporting organisations, for the farming community. And it's a moment where we really need strong solidarity, and we need to be very clear that the people of the Inishowen Peninsula and beyond are going to need ongoing support from government, from the local authorities. And it's our job as elected representatives to make sure that no person, no family, no business, no farm is left behind.
You have stated that there remains a lack of clarity in relation to the government supports available to the likes of farmers and community groups, etc.
I believe that's the case. I have heard expressions of goodwill and of support, all of which is absolutely necessary and absolutely appropriate. But I think we need to move now from the general to the particular. We need answers for farmers, for business people whose farms or businesses have been damaged or destroyed, for sporting clubs, for community organisations that have suffered loss, and for families, and I suppose in particular those families that find themselves homeless. We need now answers. We need a plan of action. It needs to be coherent. And when the government says that money will not be a problem, we're going to make sure that they're held to that, because it would be completely unacceptable for people who are out of their homes, perhaps for months on end, for farmers that have lost livestock or machinery whose farms have been damaged, for businesses that have been damaged, that they're left in the lurch. That cannot happen. So I think so far the expressions of goodwill and support have been unanimous. And I think now that government needs to match the heroism of so many local people, some of whom I've met today. I'll be meeting more in the course of this afternoon. The government response needs to be as vigorous and as determined as the local response has been.
Members of other political parties have raised concern in relation to the government response thus far, branding it inadequate. Is that a view you share?
I think it has been so far an approach that is based on human sympathy and understanding and being on the scene. And I don't want to downplay the importance of those things, because I think it was and it is important that government ministers would travel to the areas affected and meet the community and meet the families and the farmers and businesses. That's an important thing to do. But it now needs to move beyond that. And I think we're at the stage now where the meetings have happened and where the community of Inishowen and beyond Inishowen are now looking to the authorities to say, right, so what does that mean now in practical terms? What does it mean in terms of future insurance for our property? What does it mean in terms of a roof over our heads right now? What does it mean in terms of getting our business or our club or our facility back up and running again? So that work needs to be done and needs to be attended to with some urgency. I'm not in the business, particularly at a time of such a trauma for the community, to start taking political pot shots at anybody. That's not what this is about. I'm here to find for myself the facts, to meet with people, to pledge our ongoing support. But I'd be very clear that my role will also be, as an elected representative, along with Padraig McLaughlin and others, to hold the government and the authorities to account. So far, the response has been general. It's been generally sympathetic. There is absolutely no doubt that we need more than that. And if it doesn't move fairly speedily now from the general to the specific, well, then that would be inadequate without a doubt.